This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the WIP Morning Show. Tom Kelly in for Joe DeCamera today. Ray Hughes is here. John Ritchie is here. And Ruben Amaro Jr. is here. He joins us for the remainder of the show. What's going on, Ruben?
How you doing, Tom?
I'm doing good.
This is like a guilty pleasure for me if not have to be with Joe.
Oh, yeah?
It is pretty awesome.
I don't believe it. I think you guys miss Joe, especially John.
I don't miss Joe.
You think I miss Joe?
I know you miss Joe.
No.
That's nice. Nice to be on with you, man.
Thank you.
I think this is the first. Ruben, I love seeing you, Tom. I love seeing Buzzkill. Did you know we have a nickname officially, Buzzkill?
I did not
know that. It's a good nickname.
It's a great nickname.
Buzz.
I mean, it kind of depends on who you are.
I know. You do like Buzzkill, right?
I do. Well, it's shortened to Buzz. Very few people say Buzzkill anymore, but that's where it came from.
So you're saying you prefer Buzz?
Buzz. Whatever floats your boat.
Am I supposed to know the origin of that or what? Do we know the origin?
He was considered a buzzkill
in middle school, sixth grade.
Oh, did you screw something up or you say something?
No,
about
I would just take jokes way too far.
Oh, okay. I got
which I still kind of do.
Yeah, not surprised. He'll beat any joke into the ground.
Oh, okay.
Ruben, happy to be on with you for the next few hours here. We've been talking a lot about the Sixers today, draft lottery. And also, if you want to get in today, chance to win Post Malone tickets, give us who or what is eccentric. And we'll get into the Phillies in a couple minutes here, Ruben. But talking about the draft lottery, Sixers end up with a third pick.
Right.
And a lot of people skeptical of the way this thing went down. Now, the Dallas Mavericks projected to get, I think, the 14th pick. They jump all the way up to first. Some shady stuff during the season. They trade Luka Doncic to the Lakers. And apparently, the reporting was they didn't really canvass the league. This is a deal where they just sent Luka to the Lakers, hadn't really shopped for other deals. I'm just curious, as a general manager, would that be something you'd ever do and not canvass the league?
Well, that's obviously not the best practice, but I got to believe that they probably targeted the Lakers. That was probably the team that they felt they matched up the best with. And I'm not sure. I know what the reports say, but I got to believe that somebody was called. Another team had to be called. The feeling is that you know, for me, is that they probably targeted the Lakers, and that was the team that they could feel that they could match up with.
Yeah.
And I don't necessarily, I mean, it's happened, I'm sure, but I feel like that's probably the case and not necessarily.
Did you ever target a team?
Well, I mean, I made the mistake of targeting the Seattle Mariners when we ended up moving Cliff Lee. So that ended up being, and we liked the players. They were just too far away. I mean, they were really, really good prospects, but that's the problem with getting prospects when you're down the line is that they don't know how they're going to pan out.
Yeah, and that's the difficult part of it. But, Ruben, obviously, Phillies, tough loss last night. But overall, a pretty good road trip here after a rough stretch. They got swept by the Mets a few weeks ago, had the rough first game in Chicago, played a lot better since then. What have you been seeing from the team that's led to this turnaround?
Well, I mean, obviously the pitching has been outstanding, that's starting pitching. And the bullpen has actually come around quite a bit. I really like the way they're playing baseball. They're playing just the overall quality of the game. The defense is better. They're coming up with base hits when they need them. They're doing things that are necessary to win baseball games, and they're not getting out-baseballed. And they could have gotten out-baseballed by a team like Cleveland just because they play really good baseball, and they stayed in all those games, and they were tight. But at the end of the day, they played good enough baseball to win those games, and they weren't easy. But they've played a very complete type of baseball, which is sort of fun for the fans and fun for me to be able to call.
Why is Bryce
struggling
to come out of this so badly?
Yeah, I think that he has such a high expectation of himself that I think it's gotten to the point where he's hasn't been able to exhale. He hasn't been able to just relax and just be himself. And I think he's probably feeling like he is, you know, letting the team down, trying to push a little bit, trying to tinker a little bit too much. And then you see him sort of get close to pulling out of it. And then he has another game where he struggles a little bit. I just mechanically, I know that when he's staying on the baseball and driving ball through the middle of the field, and this sounds like a constant, narrative when I watch all of these guys, but when they stay in the middle of the field, they have a ton more success. Sometimes you'll watch Bryce pull off to the pull side with his feet and his body a little bit. Mm. And when he does that, it just takes him off the baseball. When he's driving the ball to the middle of the field,
I thought we saw signs like you're talking about on Saturday.
Absolutely.
So then what turtled it back?
Yeah, I just have a feeling that a lot of it depends on the pitcher. Sometimes he just doesn't feel comfortable in the box against a certain left-hander or what have you. Mm. He's faced some tough lefties. At times, especially out of the bullpen. So, I don't know. It is peculiar because you don't see him, go through, this long of a stretch. Typically, with great players like this, you see guys pull out of it, after, maybe 10 at-bats or 13 at-bats or something like that, and they get back on track. But, it's just been a little bit longer for him, and hopefully he can get back on track because the other guys are picking him up.
Yeah, that's a good thing. It's having Kyle Schwarber hitting behind him. Kyle Schwarber has been incredible lately. Sports Radio 94, WIP, WIP Morning Show. Tom Kelly in for Joe DeCamera. John Ritchie's here. Ruben Amaro Jr.'s here. Rhea Hughes is here talking a lot about the Sixers today. Draft lottery, they end up getting the third overall pick. They don't get the number one, but they do jump up two spots into the top three. Want to get on that. What should the Sixers do? Should they look to clear the deck, or should they run it back? Our side topic today, chance to win a pair of Post Malone tickets, Citizens Bank Park, May 24th. Who or what is eccentric? And you heard in Rhea's update there, 8:30 today, we'll be joined by Phillies manager Rob Thompson. And Rob Thompson, you'll hear a good interview with us today. And you have a chance to bid on an unbelievable experience for the Phillies Fantastic Auction. Lunch and watching batting practice with Phillies manager Rob Thompson. Now is the chance for you and five of your closest friends to meet and have lunch with the Phillies manager. After lunch is concluded, you and your guests will be taken on a behind-the-scenes VIP tour of Citizens Bank Park, concluding with a stop on field to watch batting practice from a VIP area behind home plate. Full experience includes up to six people may attend. Opportunity for six people to eat lunch with Rob Thompson at Citizens Bank Park. 45-minute lunch will take place in the afternoon before a Phillies home game between May and August. Man. This is an unbelievable experience.
I will tell you, honestly, that experience will be awesome. He's been through so much in the game and has so many stories. We get a chance to spend a lot of time with him in his office just chatting about certain things, the stories. Wow. The experiences he's had.
So sitting through a batting practice, talking about each swing, each player, the stories that go with each swing.
Part of that, but the best is going to be lunch, because you're going to be able to talk to him and ask him questions about, you know, his time with the Yankees and his time in the transitions of, you know, when Gabe Kapler was here and when, you know, you have different managers he had to deal with and, you know, being around Joe Torre. And I mean, there's just so many stories and he's got so many experiences and he's really open about those. It's funny as hell. I mean, there's some good ones, and it will be an experience beyond an experience if you're hanging out with Rob Thompson. There's no question in my mind.
He's really had a fascinating career. When you think about
unbelievable
being a part of all those Yankee teams, I mean, the early 2000s, the Steinbrenner era, Derek Jeter, A-Rod, all that stuff.
He has Steinbrenner stories that are spectacular. I mean, you know. George Steinbrenner, iconic. You know, really, really cool to be able to sit down and talk baseball and to talk history, because he has a lot of respect for the history of the game as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So make sure you go bid on that. Philly's fantastic auction, a ton of items, a lot of stuff. So make sure you check that out and bid on all the items. 215-592-9494, you want to get in.
How important is that, Ruben? The respect for the history, the respect for the game of baseball. I know that we have some guys. I think Bryce is like a baseball head, like history of baseball.
Correct.
You know, I think Bryce and Stott, you know, I think he's also a baseball head. And this is just like from the outside looking in, me just trying to glean as much information as I can get about these players. But how much does that matter to you as a GM? How much do guys, you know, measure this sort of thing? Do some teams weigh it significantly more than others?
I have to tell you, when I was a GM, one of the things that was super important to me is for the players who were played for the Phillies to understand the history of the Phillies. And we used to have like sessions in our minor leagues where we would discuss and talk about some of the legends. You know, they had the Schmidt Field, the Carlton Field, you know, the Ashburn Field down there in the complex. But
that's a good idea.
But we used to talk about the history of what it meant, and there was pictures and stories and stuff that they talked about a lot. And I think that's really important, because people need to know like how important it is to be able to go across the road there and go play in the major league, you know, and to wear the uniform of the Philadelphia Phillies and to wear the P with, we talked about it all the time, wear the P with pride, brother, wear it with pride. And I think that was a really important part of developing our players. And in this day and age, players don't know anything. They don't know anything about the history of anything. All they care about is that little bubble around them. And it was really important for us to be able to expand that in some way, shape, or form.
And I think that's one of the real cool things about this organization is it's always kind of felt that way, that, you know, if you're a part of the Phillies organization, you know, you're really a part of it, and you learn the history, and you'll hear even current players, you know, refer back to those times when you were the GM and the 08-11 players.
And I think that's...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So also, what sort of galvanizes the teams that for long-term runs is when you're developing players together. I mean, we had that run, obviously, with Rollins and Utley and Howard when you and Cole Hamels. When you have those group of guys and you bring them to the major leagues, they're there, and they're trying to do something special for them, not just themselves, but for the organization and for the fans. And that was something we try to, you know, emphasize when I was part of the front office. Started with Ed Wade, it really did. And it's cool he's being honored to the Wall of Fame here in a couple of months. But I think it really, the whole thought process sort of started with Pope Owens, Paul Owens years ago with Dallas Green. But we sort of brought it back with Ed Wade and try to, you know, have that be an important part of what was going on there.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I mean, this team right now, playing really well. Tough loss last night, but in a minute, we will get more into the Phillies and specifically Kyle Schwarber, who's just been absolutely incredible this year. First, let's go back to the phones. We'll go to Neil in the Northeast. What's up, Neil? Yo, Neil. I don't know what's going on with Neil. Let's go to Cowboy Jim. What's up, Cowboy Jim?
TK, it's been a while. I know you're an involved person. Will you allow a Cowboy fan to win the Post Malone ticket?
No.
It depends on your answer,
no,
Jim.
No, Post Malone's a Cowboys fan.
Okay. You're working at a disadvantage.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying it's Elton John, so it's the winner, so I can donate it to anyone. I'll give it to Rhea. She can take it.
That's a pretty good call. It ain't going to be the winner, though.
And here's the thing is, I don't mind, like, Post Malone comes by it, honestly. I believe his father has been like the head of food services with the Cowboys for like 20 years. So, you know, team puts food on your plate, you're allowed to be a fan. So, no, he obviously grew up there. So, I don't have a problem with him being
a Cowboys. You're not picking on him because he's a Cowboys fan.
No, I pick on you because you live up here and you're a Cowboys fan.
There's nothing wrong with that. Listen, by the way, that Minecraft movie was a 47 on Rotten Tomatoes, so your judgment is really bad about that. And did you tell your kid when you said the Sixers need to blow up the team? Did he cry about that too?
No, he didn't cry about it. He didn't understand that, but he was so upset they didn't get Cooper Flagg. He was very disappointed they didn't get the first pick last night.
Oh, yeah. Now go tell him you need to blow up the Sixers.
Once he can understand that concept, I'll let him know.
Don't use the word blow up.
Yeah. You excited about that opening game, Jim?
Listen, I'm very excited, but you know the NFL, it's all about money. It's all about money. The Cowboys, win or lose, good or bad, they want the Cowboys there. And they know the Cowboys are going to have a great season. So they want to start off. But usually what happens,
I don't think
that's not a slam dunk.
This is a
is
travesty
it?
That the Cowboys were gifted this opening game. They don't deserve this sort of shine. They don't deserve this sort of spotlight.
The NFL needs the Dallas Cowboys for money, for one thing. The Dallas Cowboys built the NFL. Okay, so don't sit there and say,
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Don't give me that. Every sports station in America talks about the Cowboys.
Enough with the Dallas
all right.
love. No.
Get out of here, Jim.
They built the NFL.
But the Eagles, the opening game, Dallas Cowboys. I mean, it is frustrating that they are being elevated. We are elevating them, John.
I think it's wrong. I really would have preferred to see, I don't know, like a measuring stick, a good team.
Lions, Rams,
anyone.
Commanders.
Even the Commanders.
Really,
yeah.
The Commanders. That would have been great. That would have been a nice matchup. Nice. Well, yeah, nice matchup. But this really is. The Dallas Cowboys, I don't care that you've, you know, Schottenheimerized your team now. Like, it does that. Yes, the name itself brings some credence, but he as a coach does not, and your organization is still headed up by, you know, it's a staff of clowns. It feels like they're making the wrong decision consistently, and consistently enraging these players who can't understand why they're getting, you know, led this way and that way. The way that the Eagles handle things, you know, everyone knows the Eagles they're tough. You know, as a player, we knew the Eagles, they're tough. You know, it's rough dealing with them. But you knew it was going to be fair, and you knew, you know, you were going to know where you stood. And I just feel like there's none of that at a lot of these other places. And Dallas heads up the crew, the group of teams that consistently mismanage all of these players and all of these contracts. And then it's finally, okay, we're going to rush to give you Dak, $90 million. Like, Dak counted $90 million against the cap when last I looked.
Yeah.
Dak Prescott, like, the way that they end up fixing it after they toy with these players and lead them around for a long time and enrage them, and you know, it's all a problem. Oh, here, we'll write the check. But then it puts the team in peril for the next 5 years.
Isn't the Dallas Goedert situation a great example of that? Where I'm sure, like, he's disappointed. He's got to be, that he didn't get the contract extension that he wanted. But the fact that he's willing to take a pay cut and stay here.
This team, exactly.
He could have said no.
Even after the acrimony that goes with negotiating. Yeah, they're still friendly enough, positive enough, adult enough to say, yeah, let's do this.
Because he could have said,
see
release
if you
me.
Can prove yourself this season, and everything's good. We still love you, Dallas. You know, that really is a unique Eagle approach that they can. You look at, man, the Cincinnati Bengals, it's like, they did some work this offseason, but everyone's ticked off. The Dallas Cowboys have been a mess. It is disastrous. Their cap situation, their personnel situation. I can't believe that we have been put on that same level for all to see. This is a Thursday night game, the opening of the NFL season. The team that won the world champion, the world title, is in our back pocket. The Philadelphia Eagles, we get the banner. They don't deserve this stage.
Yeah, I agree. And a few other games have been confirmed, by the way. Now, the Eagles will play Black Friday. They'll play at home against the Bears, 3 o'clock, the day after Thanksgiving. And also, December 20th, they're part of a Saturday doubleheader. They'll play Washington. But what's interesting about that is that game's set up for Saturday the 20th. Mm. That means they're probably playing Christmas Day on Thursday. Are we a fan of the holiday games?
I don't know. I don't know about that. Hold on. Why do you say?
Because if they have all the games on Sunday and the two games on Saturday are Eagles, Commanders, and Packers, Bears, all those teams are scheduled to play each other at some point in the year. So it would just make theoretical sense that they give those teams the extra day, split it up, and the Eagles likely playing, I guess, the Packers.
How many times can an
Christmas.
NFL team play on Thursday? Are there rules on that?
It's got to be a rule on it.
Yeah, because Eagles are opening
sure
the season on
is.
Thursday.
I think it's twice.
I believe it's a max twice, but like the first one
doesn't
really count because it's not a game preceding it.
Got it.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, that doesn't count toward that.
It's like one short week of a Thursday.
That formula. Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I'm biased. This is a completely biased opinion because I got to work for the games. I don't like the holiday games. I don't like when they play on Christmas or Thanksgiving.
I love them.
Wow.
How do you feel about it?
I'm either way. What about you, John?
I don't think it matters to me. I really love it.
Strong take, John.
I love the
real
game
football guy.
Whenever the game happens, if it's Christmas, great. If it's Thanksgiving, great. I really don't. It doesn't bother me at all.
Yeah,
but it never really happens. I mean, as a player, I didn't want to play on Thursday. No, please, no. please save me from Thursday. But no, now I think it's kind of neat.
If you were a player, how would you feel about playing on a holiday? Would you like it because, you know, it's obviously going to be a big game, big showcase game?
I think most players like that. I think most everyone likes more eyes. It feels bigger. It's more exciting. I don't know that I, as a young player, remembered it, like a real young player. As a rookie, you got so much else that you're thinking about. And then as the years go on, you start to just be able to, you have a little bit more bandwidth where you can process a little bit more. And then you start thinking about that sort of thing. Everyone's watching this one.
Makes sense.
Guys talk about it a little more. Yeah. Guys get their hair cut for this one. You know, like it's just, guys get the shave nice and, you know, perfect.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a little different.
Would you, like, do a little extra helmet slam when you knew it was a high-profile game? Get in front of the camera?
Helmet slam? No. Because
you used to bash your head open with your helmet.
I wasn't bashing my head open with my helmet. I mean, I was bashing my head on other people.
I thought you did that before
games.
That
was the mistake.
Am I wrong about that?
No, yeah, you're wrong about it. You thought I was, like, hitting myself?
Yeah, I don't know why I made that up.
No, I didn't do that.
Okay. For some reason, I thought you did that.
No, maybe he didn't remember it. Maybe he doesn't remember
yeah,
it.
Maybe he doesn't remember it.
The cutting happened from the impact inside my helmet.
All right.
Like a boxer gets
cut.
I thought
you did it to fire yourself up.
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, that probably wouldn't be safe. They probably wouldn't let you do that.
The problem that existed was once you have a cut, it just never heals.
Right.
Like, you hit every day, it just never goes away. So as soon as the season starts, as soon as you have that cut, it doesn't matter that they stitch it. It doesn't matter that they glue it with super glue and staple it and do everything else. It will rip open every time you play.
Yeah.
And you're playing every day because it's the season.
Not much you can do about that. Yeah. Let's go back to the phones. Go to Neil. What's up, Neil?
Hey. Well, Reuben, I wanted to ask you, because about the history of the Phillies, you know, it goes back to 1883, you know, with Chuck Kine, Ricky Ashburn, Robin Roberts, because all the, you know, Pete Rose, Bob Boone, Steve Carlton, all the Phillies in the 80s, Dick Roofman, you know, so, you know, but. Like, one of the things I always look forward to is alumni weekend. And in fact, you know, Rhea, they're honoring your favorite player, Jimmy Rollins. He's the Wall of Famer with Ed Wade this year, you know, like alumni weekend in August. So, you know, you said, like, about the players looking back when they have, like, about 60 or 70 alumni players the last day and they do the Wall of Fame ceremony. You know, that's like really something the Phillies do really well. What's your opinion about that, Ruben?
And you're right, and there's nobody does it better than the Phillies. It started with the Baron way back when, all the ceremonies, and certainly that day, that, you know, culminating in the Wall of Fame day, it's quite the weekend. The alumni weekend is really special, and I've been fortunate to be a part of it the last several years, so it's been fun.
I wanted maybe a question to ask Rob Thompson about his experimenting with the different lineups. And I think really Stout and Turner's, you know, been good. And maybe lead off like Schwarber occasionally. So ask about that. And what his philosophy is about the bullpen. You know, like when he knows to go with a hot reliever, you know, because the bullpen has problems. But I think, you know, Alvarado is still, to me, the closer. And I think Strom, and then you have like Kirkring and Roman, you know, like Romano's pick bad and, you know, do good. But when he scored a lot of runs, it helps the bullpen out. No doubt about that. So.
Yep. Neil, what do you got for who or what is eccentric?
He was a sensational and brilliant, did comic relief, so many different movies. Robin Williams.
Ooh.
Robin Williams.
That's a good one.
It's a good answer.
Really good answer.
I was thinking about John, you're kind of eccentric.
Oh.
Right?
Huh.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
That's not an insult, right?
Not kind of.
Yeah.
He
really
is.
Yeah.
Very eccentric.
You're definitely, you know, in this room, you surpass everybody.
Yeah.
By like 20 fold.
What?
Not even close.
Come on.
I'd say you're the most eccentric person at the station.
What are you doing?
Eccentric and eclectic, I would drop on you too.
What is this, man?
Truth.
Buzzkill over here.
Yeah,
look how eccentric he is.
Nah, he's not eccentric.
Crazy.
No, there's a difference. Weird and then wacko and then eccentric are totally different.
215-592-9494 if you want to get in.
Look at Tom.
I'm not as eccentric as you are.
Oh, whatever.
I mean, I might be a little eccentric.
You know, by the way, these guys are going to fight. Did you know that, Ruben? They're going to actually
box.
We're trying to set up a boxing match. Yeah.
And I'm wondering, like, you guys badly want to
friendly
punch
competition
each other. They badly want to hit each other in the face.
Yeah.
Is the reason behind this? Are there deeper seated
I don't like
issues
that he makes short jokes about me all the time.
He does do that.
Yeah. Oh, wow. There it is.
Well, yeah. Tom invited them years ago. He said it was on behalf of the short community.
But to your nickname, though, you've just beaten the joke so far into the ground.
Yeah, because you didn't think that I actually would.
Yeah. Well,
so I'm proving you incorrect.
I've learned.
So that's why he's a buzzkill.
Yeah.
So it does sound like there will be real anger behind the punches.
Oh, we've worked a lot of hours together.
Yeah, we spent a lot of time together. Yeah,
Is it a love-hate relationship?
Yeah,
is
I'd say it's an older brother, little brother type thing.
So
yeah.
Who's
and you're the little brother?
I'm the older brother. I guess I'm older and little. So there you go.
Do you feel the same way, Buzz?
Yeah, that's an accurate way to describe
older?
It.
Exactly.
Well, he's more mature.
Yeah.
Well, he's wiser, 10 years older than I am.
Wiser than you.
Has more life experience. He is a father.
Yep.
Okay.
So
I'm not married or kids or anything.
To his wisdom,
I don't know about all that. My infinite wisdom. Yes,
we'll go with that. Sure,
yeah, exactly. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in.
This is interesting stuff, Ruben.
I did want to ask you a little bit about Kyle Schwarber, because Kyle Schwarber, I mean, just on an absolute heater lately. 14 home runs on the season. He extends the on base streak again last night. How impressive is that? What he's done recently, kind of really, you know, anchoring and carrying this lineup.
It's remarkable. I mean,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Obviously, it's the reason why he's hitting behind Harper now, and I think it also lengthens out this lineup and sets it up not much more competitively. But I think the thing that I'm so impressed by Kyle Schwarber is that he just seems to be getting better and better as he's gotten older. And you know, for him to make the concerted effort to try to make sure he makes consistent contact through the middle of the field, not just home run contact, but to be able to put the ball in play. He's gotten some dink hits. He's gotten some, you know, some base hits up the middle. He's works counts. He sees pitches. He does all the things that are necessary to help the team win. And then he just has, like, scary power. His bat speed is as good as anybody's I've ever seen. And he has the ability to, you know, I mean, he's sort of must-see TV, I think, when he's at the plate, because he literally can change a game with a swing pretty much every single at-bat.
How often have you seen in your past a player, a veteran player, actually change his game for the better to this degree, where he just continues to add almost to his repertoire?
Yeah, so I sort of compared him to what Mike Schmidt did in the middle of his career. So he was a big strikeout home run guy, and Mike made it a concerted effort to try to be a 300 hitter. And that's what he did. The other guy that made that adjustment, and he wasn't as prolific an offensive player, but he was a great defensive player, was Ozzie Smith. Ozzie Smith was not a very good offensive player. He could knock the bat out of his hand in the early part of his career, but later on, he became, because of his instinct, because of the work ethic and that sort of thing, he became a much better hitter later on in his career. So it's Larry Bowa is another example. I mean, Larry... with all due respect, Larry was not a very good offensive player when he first came to the big leagues. And he made him, I mean, he ended up with, 2,400 hits or 2,200 hits. He put himself in a position to be better and better because he worked at it. And in the case of Kyle Schwarber, it's like you can teach old dogs new tricks, because he's figured out a way to be better, just a better, more complete hitter overall.
Why does it seem like other old dogs don't learn new tricks?
I think it's probably in your DNA. I mean, certain guys just are sort of comfortable being who they are. But when you start talking about like the Hall of Fame and the great, great ones, like I think about Chipper Jones.
I think that's really interesting.
People don't like to, you know, talk about guys who beat us up. But Chipper Jones, I have a great respect for. Barry Bonds. I mean, you could talk about all the steroid stuff, but Barry Bonds, he made himself the best hitter in the history of the game.
Continued to evolve, continued to work.
Get better.
To improve. That's the thing. I guess it's human nature. When you get to a certain point, when you're Barry Bonds-esque, you just, you know, you're there. And it's almost like you've got coaches who know you're there. And you've got everyone in the stadium knows that you're like a finished product, and then I don't know if it's like you exhale.
I think it's an internal drive that you either have or you don't have. And I think that's why the great ones, they have that internal drive to try to be better all the time. Zach Wheeler's a perfect example of it for the Phillies, because Zach tries to evolve every single year, every outing. Nola's like that too. I mean, he's still trying to evolve every single day.
I'd like to see him evolve more.
Yeah, everybody would. But I think he's going to have to adjust, and I think he'll get better as he goes, because he's going to be limited with his overall stuff. So, but it's fun to watch the great, great ones, because they don't stop being great, because they have they have some sort of internal fire or
the
what have
fight
you
to continue to be the best. Improve. Yeah.
And that's what separates the Hall of Famers from the really, really good players.
Yeah, and it's been incredible to watch Schwarber and what he's done this year. I mean, an unbelievable first 6 weeks of this season.
To work on what you're not best at, you know, like it's human nature to, oh man, you know, like I'm a great hitter of the breaking
ball.
So
right.
I'm gonna rest on my laurels. You know, I'm so good at that. Like, well, what are you bad at? And let's work on that part. It's not as fun. It's not as fun to go and work on the stuff that you suck at and to fail while you're trying. And it's frustrating. And so a lot of times I think these guys who are at the pinnacle of, you know, the sport, like they don't have time to go and you know, like work on the stuff they're not great at. It's just not enough time. We got 162 of these things. I got to move on. Like there are some guys, the rare guys, who actually say, you know what, I'm going to lead off. I have to add to my skill set. As protection for Bryce this year, I'm going to add to my skill set yet again. Like I think that takes a really selfless person.
Yes, it does.
On top of responsible person, on top of leadership maven, the guy that everyone should look to as the head of the clubhouse, Kyle Schwarber is just, man.
the mentality,
phenomenal example of a human
being.
The
mentality that he has is as close to the Chase Utley mentality as I've seen in a Phillies
Amazing.
Uniform. Just because Chase, another example of like trying to get better every single day. He used to say it was really boring interview. He'd say, well, there's always room for improvement, you know, and he believed that in himself. So and he always wanted to try to get better. He was not a great defender when he came out of college at UCLA. He was not a very good infielder, and he made himself better and better and better. I remember having a discussion with my dad about it, that, you know, he's going to figure out a way to make himself better. It doesn't matter what position you put him at, second, third, wherever he goes to play.
Yeah, and that's what separates the good players from the great players, for sure. We'll get back to the phones in a second, but first, here's John.
If you've spent time building the right roster and earning the fans, then you need the best technology to back it up. Get rid of those flimsy tablets and slow computers and step up to the game changer and point-of-sale solutions for restaurants and bars, PDQ POS. Imagine a seamless and lightning-fast checkout experience for your customers that saves you money by cutting out those costly fees. Their state-of-the-art technology ensures that transactions are swift, secure, and hassle-free. But that's not all. PDQ Signature Systems is not just a POS system. It's a complete business management solution. Keep track of your inventory, easily manage your staff, and use real-time analytics to optimize your sales. Their user-friendly interface makes it simple for anyone to navigate. Join the thousands of companies who have already made the switch and upgrade to PDQ Signature Systems. Whether you have one restaurant or hundreds, PDQ will customize a POS solution for your specific needs. Upgrade to the professional point of sale. Visit PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com.
Coming up in a few minutes, we'll be joined by Elliot Shore Parks, talk about the Eagles, talk about the Sixers and the draft lottery with Elliot. But first, let's go back to the phones. Go to Andy in Deptford. What's up, Andy?
Morning, team. We live. We hot. What's up, guys?
What's up, Andy?
I want to hit some Phillies, and I want to hit some Sixers. As far as with the Phillies go, you guys were talking about Harper, right? I mean, I never bought his whole love for Philly act, whether it was the Fanatic socks, walking up to the Will Smith Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Inauthentic? You're saying inauthentic?
This guy's a Cowboys fan, right? And, I mean, not even halfway into a 14-year contract, he's talking about an extension? I mean, the Phillies proved that right by not giving it to him. I mean, what are we talking about with a guy? I mean, he's about average right now, and he wanted an extension? Like, are we serious? Like, if that was Jalen Hurts, A.J. Brown, you know, any other superstar in this town, everybody would be going crazy.
Well, Andy, we did talk about that.
He's been awesome for many, many years. He's going through a stretch right now, but my goodness.
How's he been this year?
Okay.
Not as good.
Okay, well, that happens sometimes. I mean, it's a very short stint.
If you were performing at your job, would you warrant a raise?
He's not asking for an extension right now. It's very, very quiet. He hasn't been asking for an extension. Come on now.
And Andy, I'd say as far as his start to the season, look at his numbers last year around this time. They're very similar. And he got hot right around beginning, middle of May. So, I mean, I am not worried about Bryce Harper. I think he's going to get going pretty soon here.
Like I said, though, it's just kind of whack that, you know, he was asking for an extension. You know, not even
and Andy, and
through.
At the time when he asked for it last season, he got crushed for it. Universally, everybody crushed him for it.
Yeah, he did. And then he backed off.
All right, well, let's go to the next topic because, you know, we're going to disagree to disagree. As far as with the Sixers and landing that top three pick, I mean, we all wanted Flag at one, right? But, I mean, if we can get Ace Bailey, you know, comparable to like a Kevin Durant kind of guy, I think he'll match really well with what we got right now. Or the cat from Duke, the other cat from Duke, what's his name? I forget his name.
Con Knupple.
Knupple, yeah, he's pretty good too. I like those two that would fit really well, you know, kind of what we got going on.
Yeah, what do you got for who or what is eccentric, Andy?
All right, my eccentric, I don't know if this was taken already, but if it wasn't, it's a damn good one. I mean, any grown man that orders takeout from a strip club, or 40 plus years old and has his mom doing his laundry, or, you know, wearing a full Phillies uniform to a game. You know, how about that? How about that eccentric weirdo Joe DeCamera?
Joe DeCamera.
It's a good one.
Appreciate it, Andy.
It's not a bad call.
Yeah, I guess you're normally not the most eccentric person.
Yeah, you know,
in
that might
studio.
Be right. Like right now you are.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But when Joe's here, you're not.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And as far as Bryce Harper being, Bryce was a Cowboys fan. He grew up in Vegas. They didn't have a professional football team.
But like, did you see he voiced that promo before the Eagles Cowboys game last year?
I would prefer it with somebody else. But he probably does root for the Eagles now. But he grew up in a place that did not have football. So I'm not going to crush him for that.
Right. Yeah. And as far as
you
Bryce.
You can't hold that against him.
No, if you grew up somewhere like here.
Hold that against him.
And you become a fan of another team, you are the problem.
Honestly, I could care less who Bryce Harper roots for in football.
But he's smart enough not to be like wearing cowboy stuff around. I mean,
unlike Dom Brown.
Yeah, Dom Brown. That infamous photo.
I think Dom probably regrets that. Yeah.
Do you have a discussion with him about that?
No, I did not talk to him about that. But but I think he's now living in this area. Dom's awesome.
No, he's doing a great job. Yeah. I've heard that. Like, yeah. What's he runs a hitting academy?
Yeah,
or something?
He's been
well.
Great. And I guarantee you that he's sort of. I think he knows that he made maybe some immature mistakes as he was a younger player back in the day.
Hey, I mean, but if he's really a Cowboys fan, I don't know. I don't have a huge problem with it. But now
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.